Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. You know, the pattern's really dried out. We had a dry February compared to average, and it's been wet, you know, November, December, January, March. But now we're starting to dry out again, and we need it. We need the fields to get dry, golf courses, basements, all of that. So in spite of that, if you are seeding, here's the thing. The light is so strong this time of the year. If you're putting down grass seed or planting things in the garden in that top 2 to 3 inches, you're going to have to water. I know it seems crazy, but the soil dries out at the very top where your seeds are trying to germinate. Now, you don't necessarily have to water if your soil's moist, but take a look at it. You might have to water, especially grass seed, because if it's in full sun, that's going to dry out real quickly. So we have some clouds increasing today, temperatures in the low 60s tonight. Mostly cloudy, a little sprinkle late at night, temperatures down to the 40s. And there's a tiny chance for a sprinkle or a shower on Thursday morning. 40s at the coast, low 50s inland. A chilly day with that wind coming in off the water. Boston may stay under 50 all day. Friday, mostly cloudy into the 50s. And Saturday, after some morning showers, becoming partly sunny, and those showers could get out of here pretty early, low 60s, and Sunday looks pretty nice as well. So all in all, really great weather. Next week, Passover begins Monday evening. Looks sunny, temperature around 60, a nice start, nice stretch to next week as well. If you are planting, I mentioned this yesterday, we are sponsored by Volante Farms in Needham. You can get all your garden needs there, soil, annuals, perennials, shrubs, and they have ice cream too. Really good ice cream. So Valenti Farms, they are sponsoring Weather Wisdom, and we're appreciative of that. So the weather over the next few days just looks pretty good. And again, one of the driest patterns we've seen, if not the driest, since February. Have a great morning, everybody.